This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play. At play.
And you've never seen anything like this.
Hello and welcome. This is Andy Lawson and I'm back with what you need to know from the world of sport. Now what we're going to do is take a look at 2016 across two parts. This being the first, the second one in the next episode. The year looks as though it's going to be a huge one in sport. The Olympic Games head to Rio following London 2012. France hosts Euro 2016 as Europe's elite football nations meet. There's lots more to come as well. And we'll start with January, and that sees the transfer window open in football for nations that observe it. Although specifics differ from nation to nation, players are once again able to move between clubs for a fee. With some big clubs in unfamiliar positions, I'm thinking particularly in the English Premier League, we could see some big names and huge fees involved. Tennis also sees its first major of the year as Melbourne hosts the Australian Open. To February, and Oval Bowl sports look to take the headlines in this month as American football's NFL holds the Super Bowl in California on the 7th of the month. Plus, fresh from 2015's Rugby World Cup, fans of the sport only have to wait a short time to see the start of the Six Nations. This as England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, France and Italy face off. Plus, in February, the Winter Youth Olympics take place in the Norwegian city of Lillehammer. March and 2015, well, that saw the Cricket World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. This year is the one for the ICC World 2020 tournament in India. This is where 16 nations compete in the contest. It runs until all the way through March and into April as well. Cycling's World Track Championships are on at the start of the month in London. Formula One will see its first race of the season as Britain's Lewis Hamilton looks to retain his world title with the Australian Grand Prix in Melbourne on the 20th. Jordan Spieth had a massive year in 2015. He started by a win in golf's 2015 Masters Tournament. This year, Augusta will be prepared to hold the event once again on the 17th of April. The Boston Marathon is also due to start or to go off a day later on the 18th. May and the month will see the conclusion of domestic football in lots of the winter leagues. History tells us there'll be some real excitement in this month. Lots to look out for in terms of promotions and relegations and those looking to win tournaments. One of the world's premier domestic competitions being the FA Cup in England. That's due to take place on the 21st of the month. The French Open tennis will also start at the end of May. In June, the international football is going to dominate the Copa America Centenario. Takes place in the USA. It's the first time the Copa America will be happening outside of South America and is part of the centenary celebrations of the tournament, which made its debut back in 1916. Euro 2016 will also take place, this in France, as three of the nations starting 2016 in FIFA's top five battle it out. From June the 10th, this first game sees the hosts face Romania at the Stade de France. Away from football, swimming's European Championships will get underway in London, and the USA will be gripped by not only the US Open, but also the National Hockey League and the National Basketball Association will see their finals this month. So that's it for the first part of our look ahead to 2016 here on The World at Play. My name's Andy Lawson, and I'll be back with the second half of the year at the same time next week.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.